My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Whether you're at the ballpark, on the golf course, or doing nothing at all, get the Cleveland Sports News at 92.3thefan.com or use the Odyssey app.
Week 2 of the preseason. Though it's a pivotal time for everybody as we get ready for the regular season. And we go around the AFC North on our first stop. As you remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The first stop is in Baltimore with Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, as they will host the Atlanta Falcons Saturday at noon. Like it's a Big Ten game. Ken Wyman joining us now to talk about the Ravens' noon kickoff against the Atlanta Falcons. How many starters play on Saturday at noon, Ken?
Not any of the big ones, and they're doing this because the Orioles are at home that evening, so they're trying to thread a needle here, playing both games. I don't know if you're familiar, but both stadiums are basically they share parking, so they're trying to thread this needle with having both games at the same time. But yes, a noon kickoff for preseason, that sounds like a hell of a lot of fun for fake football. But yeah, not a lot of the big names. Lamar Jackson's not playing a snap. Derrick Henry's not playing a snap. Kyle Hamilton's not playing. He dodged a bullet in practice the other day. He looked like he got seriously hurt, but he was back the next day.
Ken, this is just my curiosity, but I see oftentimes, especially on social media, people wondering about Lamar Jackson and his constant health issues. Ooh. That don't seem to be about his body. Do you guys ever talk about that, or does he ever explain why he seems to be a little erratic in being able to show up to stuff because of whatever sickness he has?
Okay, well, let's take that one step at a time. He doesn't talk about it. We talk about it. He does seem to get sick a lot. But, yeah, he does not talk about it.
Ken, are you being very careful around this?
Yes.
Almost like you might know something.
I don't know that he gets stuff delivered from his restaurant in Florida and probably isn't fresh, or I don't know. I don't know the cause of this, but he does seem to have like a lot of minor stomach bugs.
That is, yeah, you think about it. It happened in Cleveland before. That's true.
Well, yeah, I'd run to the bathroom. He didn't have the restaurant at that point, though, so I can't blame it on Play Action Soul Food and More at that point. But yeah, he did
Mitch
have that.
Mitch is already
issue
door-dashing.
There.
Yes.
Yeah, he could have. Yes, he could have had that. Yeah.
Is this a big time breakout year for David Ajabo?
I don't think so.
Never mind.
He has shown absolutely nothing. And then it was weird. Like, you're getting ready for the preseason game, and they don't tell us that he hadn't been cleared to play. And nobody asked because he's practicing. So, like, the football game starts, and you're like, where's David Ajabo? And then we find out he hadn't been cleared to play yet. I've seen, even before, when last year, before he got hurt, he didn't look good before he got hurt, and he was awful against the run. Like, he couldn't set the edge, and at one point in the preseason game, they ran, like, a tight end reverse, and he got destroyed. I'm hopeful, but no, I'm more confident that the kid they drafted out of Penn State, Adisa Isaac, will give them more impact than David Ajabo.
When it comes to the weapons offensively, like, certainly we know about Mark Andrews and how banged up he was. Isaiah Likely, though, seems like somebody that people are really excited about.
Yeah, the funny thing about him, guys, is even 2 years ago as a rookie when Andrews missed a couple weeks, he played well when Andrews was out. Last year he played well when Andrews was out. I think one of the things that Todd Monken, their offensive coordinator, has got to figure out is how to unlock both of them, because Likely receives. It seems like Likely plays the Andrews role and plays it very well, but how do we get both of them to make an impact at the same time? I think that's one of the things. You're going to see a lot of two tight end stuff, maybe 12, 13 personnel, 22, 23 personnel, trying to unlock this. Because let's face it, other than Zay Flowers, not a whole lot wide receiver-wise that threatened the defense.
How much does John Harbaugh get asked about his brother?
Not as much as you'd think. One of the things we were talking about yesterday, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, but here in Baltimore we call John Harbs. But I don't think anybody's ever called Jim Harbs, which is something I don't know if this is just my kind of thing that I want to get to the bottom of, but nobody calls Jim Harbs, but John is Harbs. But the week of, when they play each other, well, he'll get asked about it a lot. When they were going for the national championship last year, he got asked, but not as much as you'd think.
Who do you trust more, Kevin Stefanski or Mike Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin.
Why?
Never had a losing season.
What's that done for me lately?
But Kevin Stefanski, what's he done other than...
Took us to the playoffs with four different quarterbacks winning football games, five overall, boom.
Mike Tomlin took the Steelers to the quarterback with the corpse of Ben Roethlisberger and with Kenny Pickett.
Was the corpse of Ben Roethlisberger still better than P.J. Walker? I say yes.
Hey, he took Joe Flacco off the couch and got him to the playoffs. I do give him credit for that. But, like, Tomlin, I don't know how he does it. I say all the time, like, if there was an apocalypse, the Steelers would survive somehow. Every year when I want to throw dirt on them, they figure out a way to get to the playoffs. I don't get it, but he figures it out.
Ken, we thank you very much. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We now welcome James Rapine, Locked On Bengals in Cincinnati. And James, you wrote in Sports Illustrated, what's going on with Ja'Marr Chase and the Cincinnati Bengals? Because there were a whole lot of Bengals at practice on Tuesday, but he wasn't one of them. So what's going on with Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals?
Yeah, that's a question that a lot of people want the answer to, and no one really knows, to be honest with you, Ken. And I think we do know he wants a new deal, and he's clearly willing to stare at the Bengals during training camp. Will this continue with 25 days between now and the start of the regular season? Is he willing to sit out games if he doesn't get an extension? I think that's the real question, because if he comes back a week or two from now, well, then you're fine and you can go business as usual regardless. But if he's willing to sit out, then things could get really interesting.
Obviously, you've been monitoring the day-to-day, and that's what we're doing with Deshaun Watson and how frequently he is out there or going through, quote, mental reps. What's the situation with Burrow? Has he been full go or have there been some limitations?
Yeah, he's been pretty much full go. He had one rest day that was built in before camp started, and Zach warned us about ahead of time. And that was their third practice in a row the first week, so July 26th or something like that. Since then, he's participated in every practice. Obviously, we saw him play a series on Saturday night in the preseason opener. He's going to play a lot tomorrow in Chicago during the joint practice. Won't play in preseason game number two. But, yeah, he's been pretty much full go.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals. They're taking on Chicago Saturday at 1 p.m.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
PM in Chicago. For Zach Taylor, how much has this mention changed here as he's kind of really been locked in now as head coach? I know it was dicey with the media there wanting him out. Now I think he's affirmed himself as a head coach. I've certainly quieted down my criticism of him. What's his message that's changed here over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, when you win, and even last year putting together a winning record without Joe Burrow, I think that went a long way in kind of affirming or giving everyone a reminder that Zach has been a part of this run, and it hasn't just been Joe and Jamar. Obviously, drafting Joe Burrow helped save his job. I think he would tell you that and be the first to tell you that. At the same time, he's grown as a coach, and I do think he's become a good NFL coach.
Why are you wearing orange pants when the Browns come to visit on December 19th?
I'm not wearing orange pants, ever.
Why are the Bengals wearing orange pants? Why are the Bengals wearing the orange? That's a good point. Why are the Bengals wearing the orange pants?
I think that, I don't know. I don't know why they're wearing it. In December, too, the stripe out, I would much rather that be earlier. I think that's going to be hard on fans to go all orange or all black. But, yeah, the orange pants to probably make the Browns mad.
Can the Cincinnati Bengals do anything for themselves, or do they always have to have the Browns do something for them first?
I mean, he's got a franchise quarterback.
What's that got to do with the price of fish?
I was
talking about pants. I was talking about having a football team. Oh. Stadiums.
You said anything
for
themselves.
Well, how's that stadium rendering looking down there at Paycar? You guys still liquidating TVs? Is that what they're doing down there? You serfs.
Ken, be honest. Did you come down and get a TV?
No. I don't need a Paycor Stadium TV for $80. I go to Extend Technologies and get quality. That's what I get.
There you go. I knew it.
Yeah, Mike Brown. I need to sell all these TVs so I can pay Jamar Chase. Lord. All right,
man,
Jay.
The quarterback comment, a little sensitive, huh?
Of course I'm a little sensitive about the quarterback comment, James. Hell. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, Sports Illustrated. This is preseason. As they get set to take on Chicago Saturday at 1 p.m. Pony Express, Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Are you still at the one-yard line? How's that trade? Is it still at the one?
Did I specify which goal line?
Tried stalled out a little bit.
Well done. That was really well done. They are hosting Buffalo Saturday at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Saturday, the Steelers are. So what are you hearing from your sources about Brandon Ayuk and the Pittsburgh Steelers, buddy?
Same things Justina Anderson and Ian Rappaport are apparently hearing.
And what's
that? The same stuff.
And what's that?
Deal done. Deal in place. Deal not actually done. Trade not actually official. GM's agreed on something, but it ain't final. Makes me think of DeBartolo. Maybe a York is saying, not so fast. I'm not going to let this guy walk when we're weeks away from defending our NFC title. So that's what I think is going on, Ken. I think they're prepared to maybe do something stupid there. And despite Trent Williams' holdout and what's going to go on with Brock Purdy next offseason, maybe they do buckle and give the guy more than $30 million a year. But remember, they got to factor in that cost of living difference between Pittsburgh and San Francisco into that contract.
Andrew Filippone with us, providing some Steelers perspective. So how do you go back to the fans? You know, if you're the organization, you've been hearing about these rumors. There was so much speculation, became a national NFL storyline. How do you go back to the fans and say, well, we didn't get Ayuk, so here you go. Like, it's not like they're going to go and get somebody else in the interim. Like, this is your roster. You had people having delusions of grandeur, and now you're just going to go back to your current weaponry.
Well, it's not a universal thing, Tone. It's not the grandeur that you're speaking of is not shared by all Steelers fans. In fact, many of them don't want Ayuk. They don't want to pay him. They don't think he's worth it. They actually think he's a product of the system, and they're trying to tie themselves into knots here, making cases for guys like Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin to be significant contributors in the offense. Now, I happen to think those people are insane, but it's crazy. The longer this thing is dragged out, the more frustration, Ayuk frustration exists here, and I think there are a lot of fans that are thinking to themselves, the hell with it. We don't actually need this guy. Let's move forward, and maybe we just pick up a Juju Smith-Schuster for the veteran minimum and go that route.
You know, this really reminds me of Odell right before they traded for Odell in Cleveland, Pony, because, like, there were people, like, we were getting cuss-out emails to stop talking about Odell. It was never going to happen. We were wasting people's time, and then, like, 2 days later, they finally consummated
that
trade.
With Sean, too, Ken? You guys were out of it. Remember the reports?
Yeah, but we were reported out of it. It was actually, like, you were officially out of the running on a Thursday morning, and then on Friday afternoon, they had signed Deshaun Watson. But we're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. I just used a anecdote with what happened with the Odell Beckham Jr. Filippone, who is winning the quarterback battle? Who would be winning the quarterback battle to Andrew Filippone?
Well, I would say Russell Wilson is going to win it.
Who would you pick to be the starter?
I would pick Justin Fields. But I'll tell you right now, I would not feel amazing about it. I thought Justin actually had a pretty subpar first preseason game. I don't want to read too much into preseason games anymore. I'm a new man that has turned over a new leaf because of what Kenny Pickett did to bamboozle me last year, making me think he was Joe Burrow 2.0.
His family invited you in the suite. You were taken in. It was like an MLM.
Yes, and they only had small cocktail hors d'oeuvres because they didn't want to offend Kenny in the size of his hands.
So, wow. Yeah. How you've turned on him. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, Ken. It's true. It's damn true. I would go with Fields, but I get why they're going to start Wilson week one, but I would presume the leash is very, very short on him.
Stefanski or Tomlin?
In what?
Who do you trust more, Stefanski or Tomlin? Go.
Tomlin.
Why?
I think Kevin Stefanski is going to get fired at the end of the season.
All right.
What are you doing?
Spoken like somebody who's never been invited to a coach's gala and fundraiser.
Yeah.
And charity event.
He got sucked into the whole Kenny Pickett thing. It was the LuLaRoe quarterbacks.
Remember, he was
Got in on the MLM. Everything was positive, and now,
he blamed Tomlin every step of the way.
Yep. There you go. And now look who's still standing. Mike Tomlin. Which, I don't know why I'm saying it like that, because you and I both picked Kevin Stefanski. How did 3 out of 3 people in around the AFC North pick Tomlin over Stefanski? Are we wrong? Are we just being homers? Are Browns fans just being homers? I never saw Mike Tomlin do it with 4 different quarterbacks. I never saw him have to do it with 4 different quarterbacks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.